With us right now is Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. Rebecca, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Barry.
It's great to have you here and have an opportunity to learn more about what small business we'd like them to grow and become
That's
bigger.
That's right.
What they face and how you can help them. So the topic today, marketing and advertising.
Yes.
It's right up the alley for a radio station. So
yes, it is.
Let her rip.
All right. All right. Perfect. Yeah. So come advertise on KFUQ. And there's some people out there who probably should be doing that and aren't doing that. And so we'll talk about that as well. But so small businesses especially are notorious for not marketing, not doing any advertising, or the what they do in advertising is so minimal and not at all strategic. And so one I want to talk about, just the need to advertise. It seems like that's the one place when small businesses, whether they're in the startup phase or further on along, they just don't want to spend the money on marketing. And I'm not sure where that comes from. I really don't. I think it's seen maybe as a it's kind of like disposable income for individual. I think they see income that is used for marketing as, well, that can be the first that can go.
Do you think that maybe part of it might be that, especially in the beginning, your margins are so thin, you don't have a lot of disposable money, and so you think, well, okay, I'll try to save it there?
Yes, I do. I do, because, you know, you have to pay for your lease or what have you. You have to buy your products. You have to pay your people. I mean, there's so many things that you absolutely have to do. But I would argue that if you want to stay in business and you want to get the word out, you're going to have to do more. You know, 99% of businesses are going to have to do more than just have a Facebook page. They're just going to have to do more than that. Now, there are the few, the exception. There's always exceptions, you know, who have taken off on social media because they do it very well. But it shouldn't be the be-all, end-all. You know, well, people just, they're gonna hear about me through word of mouth, and I know a lot of people, and, you know, and it just doesn't work. It just doesn't. And so many businesses struggle to grow because they forget that one of the main principles of being successful in business is to market your business, to stay in front of the people. I mean, look at even the largest companies. If you look at McDonald's, for example, McDonald's still advertises. And we all know who McDonald's is, right? They're not dying. Mm-hmm. They're doing well, partly because they do advertise a lot. You know, we all know the little da-da-da-da-da, right? That they're top of mind. So even if you don't like McDonald's hamburgers, you still know who McDonald's is and you see them. They have great brand recognition. And that's mainly due to the fact that, not just because they've been around for so long, because lots of companies have been around for a long time, but you still may not have heard of them, but it's because they advertise. They continue to advertise. They continue to want to retain the customers they have, and then bring in existing customers.
You know, you look at, like, beverage companies, mm-hmm. the sellers of soft drinks and beers.
Yes.
Budweiser, for example, they advertise all the time.
Yes.
And it's a very competitive market. Now, they've got, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars available to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe at that point, that's really not the point. The point is they know the need to do it.
They do.
And everybody does.
Yes. And I was talking with my daughter this morning, and I told her I would mention this on the radio. I was like, so, because I asked her, what do you think of when you hear the word marketing or advertising? And the very first thing she said very quickly was manipulation. And I was like, really? And she said, yes. She was like, well, they're just trying to get you to manipulate you to buy their stuff. And so I thought about that for a second. And I was like, I wonder if other people think that, you know, if there's some just misinformation about marketing out there. Really, it's not about manipulating someone to buy something. So an example, I had this discussion with my daughter. An example is a mailbox, right? We're driving. So like I see a mailbox and what if you had a new mailbox company and you wanted everybody to buy your mailbox, right? So how do you get them to buy your mailbox? And she's like, well, I have the cheapest mailbox there is. And I was like, oh, but what if you already have a mailbox? Then you have to actually spend money to get a new mailbox, right? And she was like, well, yeah. So I'm like, well, then why would you bother? She was like, well, it would have to be better, different. I was like, aha, now we're getting somewhere. So there's this thing called your value proposition or your USP, your unique selling position. Some people call it your competitive advantage, and call it whatever you want. But there needs to be something about your product or service that is truly unique if you want to grow your business. So figuring out what that is and then marketing that. And even when you've honed that in on what that unique selling proposition is, you still have to know who you're targeting. And I would argue that the number one thing that you have to realize, especially as a small business, is that everybody is not your customer. Ever. Mm-hmm. Ever. Not everybody eats McDonald's hamburgers. There are people who don't like them. But McDonald's knows this. And so they also advertise to, they have Happy Meals, because sometimes children can get their parents, and even if their parents don't like McDonald's, they may take their children to McDonald's to play or to get a Happy Meal because their kids want it, right?
And they opened up a line of chicken McNuggets and chicken sandwiches.
Yes.
If people don't like regular hamburgers.
That's exactly right. So they diversified, right? So to bring in a different set of customers. And then they keep their existing customers happy by having the same products, right? The traditional products that everybody loves. So, you know, you dance with the one who brought you, right? If the hamburger works, keep the hamburger. And even big businesses make that mistake sometimes. Coca-Cola is an example of that. In the early 80s, they tried to revamp their Coke product. The classic Coke, they actually added more sugar to it to make it sweeter to compete with Pepsi. It was a huge flop because the people that liked Coke just the way it was, mm-hmm. right? And they didn't want it messed with. And so they were thinking we could bring in this other group of people for Coke, you know, and it didn't work. And they ended up eating like millions of dollars of inventory that never got sold. It was a huge, huge flop. So even big businesses sometimes don't understand their market as much as they should.
Everybody has a chance to learn in this game called marketing.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're in the business of selling mailboxes, for the example that we used, how do you get people to buy your mailbox, right? That's what most people ask. But that's the wrong question. The question is, what is it that people want from their mailbox that they are not already getting? Okay? Mm-hmm. So then that requires you to do some legwork, some market research, and find out what that is. Is it, I want a curb appeal? And most mailboxes don't give you curb appeal. There's a few that do. You just have to go to the customer and find out what it is. What is that niche that you can, that need that is not being met that you could meet in that industry, whatever industry you're in? And so, you know, maybe you come up with these mailboxes that look like they're made of stone so that people don't have to build stone. You know, hire a mason or whatever to build the stone mailboxes. I don't know. I'm probably giving somebody an idea for a really good business out there. But, you know, sticking with the mailbox idea, it's not about trying to sell it. It's about trying to fill a need and then telling people that that's the need you're filling.
I think that's right. And I think I was thinking about what your daughter said about manipulation. Advertising is about manipulation. Marketing is about manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was thinking about that, and I was thinking that may be partially true in some advertising in the sense that they're trying to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to listen to their message.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to try them out. But the the thing that prevents it from becoming, in most cases, what we would call genuine manipulation or trickery, is that if you trick somebody into trying your product and it doesn't live up to expectations, you're done customer. That customer will never pass along a good recommendation for your product, and you'll go out of business with that product. And again, your example of Coca-Cola, the big gamble they took and lost, you know, years and years ago, all the advertising in the world didn't make that product succeed. The product failed on its own.
Yeah, they didn't do the classic, what they call A-B testing with marketing. So that's where you keep your original Coca-Cola product, and then you have this other Coca-Cola product, and you test both of them and see, you know, how they do against each other, and you keep the one that does the best, right? And if the other one is a flop, then you get rid of it. But you did that during testing, so minimal expense. You know, if you're going to fail fast, you know, and fail cheaply.
So we have our small business person here in St. Joseph. You're recommending that 90% of small businesses do need to advertise.
Oh yes,
and they can't. They've got to do more than they can do for free.
Yes.
On Facebook. Even what you do on Facebook isn't free, because you do have to start up the page and you want to have good help in doing so. But most of them are going to need more. The biggest majority are going to need more than that. What can they do? Is there a way to approach this in a way that allows you to get enough advertising to be effective? Because you do need some repetition, and it's going to cost money. How do you go about deciding what you can afford to do and what you need to do and find that balance?
Right. So that's an excellent question, Barry. And that really comes down to understanding the ROI, the return on investment for your marketing dollars. So you want to put the dollars where they're going to make the most impact. And the way that you know that they're going to make the most impact is by knowing your customer. So if you understand that you're selling mailboxes, and you understand that there are people who will not care one bit about getting a new mailbox, they're going to have the same mailbox that's been there for 40 years and they could care less about it, right? But you have to understand that there are also those customers who, they are your customer. The others were not. These would be your customers, the people that are like, oh, that's, you know, maybe they're just very unique mailboxes or something, and they're gorgeous, and so they really add to the curb appeal. Or maybe there's another niche market for people who are selling their homes, and so that curb appeal of just simply replacing a mailbox can make a big difference on, you know, when people first pull up and things like that. So understanding who your customer is better helps you to understand where to find your customer. So if your customer tends to listen to talk radio, and these are things you can find out, then you would want to make sure that you're advertising on talk radio, right? Because that's where your customer is. They're listening. Now, if your customer, you know, never listens to talk radio, then it doesn't make sense to put your money there. But you have to know those things. And so those different advertising mediums, they actually can tell you that information. For example, you guys here at the radio station, you can tell the people who are wanting to advertise which radio stations, what age groups listen to them, how many people roughly listen to them at different times of the day. There's all kinds of information that you guys have that you can give to them, and then they can decide, is that my customer base? You know, is my customer base the millennials, or is my customer base the Gen X's, or the whatever they are? So do I find them on the radio? And if so, which radio station do I find them on? That's where you want to put your dollars.
That's a real good point, and I think it's true for all advertisers, whether it's radio or newspapers or magazines or television, whatever it might be.
Yes.
It's in their best interest to have you be a happy customer so that you'll stay with, you'll see, hey, this is working for me. I'm not going to stop now. I'm going to keep it going. So that helps. It helped. Everybody ends up winning when you find the right combination. And when you go to a company, a reputable advertiser, you'll find that kind of help.
Yes, you will. And you're right. It doesn't matter which marketing, you know, medium you're going with. They all have that information for you. And so it's worth figuring out, but you have to know first who your customer is, what that general demographic looks like, and then find the right advertising source for that.
Okay.
Customer.
It's my expectation that you can help them find out who their customers are.
We can. Absolutely, we can. We can help them figure out all of those different demographics and the psychographics that go along with buying behaviors and everything. And there's so many things that you can do that can reduce the cost of advertising as well. You can partner with entities that might assist you with advertising. You know, like I mentioned, if you're selling these special cool mailboxes, then you partner with, you know, a local realty company or something. And so they now are advertising for you, right? They're telling all their customers about it. And like, your mailbox is rusted and looks awful, you know. You could paint it, or, you know, we know these really cool mailbox people that, you know.
We call it co-op advertising.
Co-op advertising, that's right. And they do it on all kinds of mediums, from in magazines, you know, you can get the whole page or you can get just a little piece of the page, right? And other people are on that page. Same for the radio advertising and so forth.
Yeah, so there are a lot of ways to approach this. And the start of it, I think you're absolutely right. Know your customer.
Mm-hmm.
Know the kind of people you're looking for, who you want to appeal to, and you can help them with market research. And this is something that SBDCs have had across the state of Missouri and around the country. You have a network of information available to tap into to help them find really solid market research.
Yes, we do. And it is definitely more than you can just find on Google. Definitely.
And there's no charge.
Even better. Our tax dollars have paid for it. Yay.
Yeah, yeah. So the small business, the reason is the Small Business Administration sets this all up to help businesses get going. That's what they're all about.
Yeah, yeah. Our whole mission is to educate business owners and the workforce to be successful. That's our whole mission.
Yeah. Get going and stay going.
Yes.
Yeah. More with Rebecca Labina just ahead. And we're talking about advertising and marketing, and the need for small businesses to do it, and I think that's hard. It's hard to swallow for many small businesses because they are small, their margins are tight.
Mm-hmm.
And we've mentioned this before, but if they want to, your angle here, your interest here is help them grow, and then sustain the growth.
Yes. Absolutely. And they have to market it in order to do that. They have to understand what their brand is. And if they don't have a true brand, we can help them with that. Help them to discover what they want their brand to be. And then help them to understand what their unique selling position or value proposition is, or their competitive advantage. All those really are the same. So we can help them figure that out so that they can then figure out who their customers are and who they're not. And it's very important for them to remember not everybody is their customer. And we talked about that in the first section. But it's, you know, it costs five times, the experts say that it costs five times as much to get a new customer as it does to retain an existing customer. And so we talked a lot about really getting customers getting those new customers during the first part of this conversation. So now I think it's important to understand that you got to keep the ones too that you have. And so we talked about Coca-Cola, right? Keep the customers you have who like your product. So if you have a solid product that's just going gangbusters, you know, don't get rid of that product. Maybe don't even change that product. Just people are happy. Let them be happy, right? And keep selling. But then, you know, make your brand across the line with that product. You know, you kind of have an anchor product, just like Apple did with their phones. And now they have everything, you know.
That's right.
It's all an eye. There's branding there for sure. But yeah, whenever you get a customer, make sure you ask them, how did they hear about you? And that's very important. Get their information, you know, as much as you can get that they'll give you. You know, sometimes it's easy, depending on what industry you're in, to get their name and address. People are more likely now to give out even their phone number, like at a cash register or what have you. Sometimes they don't like giving out their emails quite so much, but whatever information you can gather from your customers is good, because you want to be able to then repeat advertisements to them. And it's a lot cheaper if you already have all that information, because then you can just direct your marketing to them, whether that's via text or email, which costs minimally when you compare it to other means of advertising.
Do you think that it's this wide array of ways to approach advertising that maybe is a little daunting also for small business owners?
Yeah, absolutely. Because some business owners think, I see both extremes. I see ones that want to cast a wide net because, again, they don't understand who their customers are and where to find them. So they just kind of, well, I did radio and I did this and I did the newspaper and I didn't get anything. And it's like, well, how do you know you didn't get anything? You know, did you ask people that did come during that time, like, you know, like how they heard about you and those kinds of things? So most people aren't tracking it. And then I lost my train of thought on that, Barry.
I do that all the time. I'll look in my lost and found to see if I can find yours.
Oh, goodness. But yes, it's daunting. And then there's other people on the other extreme where, like, well, I'll just put it out there on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. And it's like, actually, lots of people are on Facebook, but not everybody. And certain generations and age groups are more so on Instagram. And surprisingly, TikTok is just really taken off. So I think the saying where everybody's on Facebook, eventually that's going to be everybody's on TikTok. I mean, it's really taken over from just being the preteen, teen group to, you know, there's people I work with that are in their 40s that are on TikTok regularly.
You know, it's just amazing how fast things change.
Yes.
Like, okay, MySpace became Facebook.
Yes.
And then Twitter and then this and then that, yeah, and then Instagram. It's like, how do I keep up with all that?
I know. Facebook is now Meta, too.
Meta. Yeah,
yeah, which I haven't heard a single person refer to it like that. But
not yet.
Not yet, yeah. And I'm sure they're going to change something, too. You know, they keep changing a little bit here and there also. Yeah.
Okay, bottom line, we've got less than a minute left here.
Okay.
What do we need to remember about advertising and marketing?
Okay, a couple things to keep in mind when it comes to advertising. Everyone is not your customer, number one. Number two, figure out who your customer really is. That way you know where to market to them and how to find them. And then any market research or any assistance you need with doing any of that or figuring out what your true value proposition is for your company, please come to the Missouri SBDC and we can help you.
And what's your phone number?
My phone number is 816-364-4105.
And you are there to help the small business owner not only maybe get started if he or she hasn't started yet, but once started, keep going and keep succeeding.
Absolutely. We can help them with strategy from marketing and beyond.
Yeah. And you can pull from information from a wide variety of sources.
Absolutely.
As always, Rebecca, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate you having me on the show.